Hi guys, this is Andrew from Asperger's Central. In today's video, we're going to cover the top 10 reasons that people might want to go and get an adult diagnosis for Asperger's or Autism Spectrum Disorder, as it's been relabeled since 2013. Now, some people might begin to wonder, why on earth would anybody want a diagnosis for Autism Spectrum Disorder? And there are some people out there who have a knee-jerk reaction when they hear the word autism, and they run around screaming because they just don't understand what it really means. Usually that's because of not enough education and acceptance. But look, Autism Spectrum Disorder has its own qualities, I guess you could say, and it certainly has its limitations. But we're going to cover the top 10 reasons that you might be finding yourself struggling and wonder whether or not you should get a diagnosis. Now, the first main reason that comes to mind is usually with friendships. We have trouble making friends with people. We don't quite understand how they go. You know, we try to be good friends, but ultimately something's just not right. The other people don't get us. They might use the word quirky or something like that. Usually that's a good indicator. The second one that you may be looking at for an adult diagnosis is special interests. Now, what special interests mean is it's all right to have hobbies and it's all right to have passions, but a special interest is like a passion that's ramped up to the extreme, where one person who's a neurotypical or not on the autism spectrum might, for instance, be able to recall, I don't know, 8 songs from their favorite artist. Typically, somebody who has a special interest will know absolutely everything about them, including meal and clothing and all that sort of stuff. If it was an artist, if it was a particular technology, they know everything about it, and they go to the level that even makes an engineer blush. The third reason for an adult diagnosis is similar to the first reason. It's socialization. It's having the ability to get along with people in social atmosphere where, you know, it's often a bit quirky. They have the little cliques and little groups, and to somebody who's on the autism spectrum, often they can feel completely detached from that, completely excluded from any particular group or niche. Even if the people are making a genuine effort, sometimes it can feel like they're not even there. The fourth main reason for an adult diagnosis is to be able to, you know, you have trouble going out, like going out to the shops. It could be going out to down the street. Going out of anywhere that's comfortable and familiar for you can lead to an increase in anxiety. And of course, being on the autism spectrum, you do have elements of anxiety and depression that are all often tied into that with a lot of people. Going out to the shops can also present as a problem because some people who are on the autism spectrum disorder, some people who have that, also have what's called sensory processing issues or sensory processing disorder in itself. Now, what that means is essentially their brain is getting too much stimulation, and it can literally, the senses can overwhelm a person, and you just really want to get out of there. The fifth main reason is academic. People on the autism spectrum vary with academics. If they're creative side, you may find that they could write a novel without even thinking, or they could paint a picture that would just leave, you know, Picasso breathless. Or on the other hand, maybe they're technical. Maybe they don't have the ability to draw, but they can calculate numbers, or they can really dig into the math and science sides to the nth degree. The sixth reason is career. Perhaps you're having trouble with, you know, social politics or the office politics, I should say. You don't know how to communicate with people in the workplace. Now, the statistic, I think it was the United States Department of Labor statistic, has it at 78.5% of all people on the autism spectrum are currently unemployed simply because of the above issues that we've already mentioned and a few that are coming up. Really, maintaining a job is quite a difficult thing for them to do. The seventh reason is romance. Just don't understand the other gender, don't understand anyone, don't understand anything can lead to, obviously, communications issues. How do you express when there's a social or an emotional restriction in play? How can you express how you're feeling and share romantic feelings? Now, it is possible. It's absolutely possible. there are many, 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 many people happily married to people who are on the autism spectrum. And it works. It doesn't work for everyone, but it works for a lot of people. There are some people, however, I've met that are on the autism spectrum that aren't so great on the romance scale. And look, this affects people who are neurotypical as well. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many dating guides out there or so many dating ads on television. Now, the problem with this is when you can't express how you feel in a way that's congruent, sometimes that can also create massive issues in the romance side of things. The eighth big reason for going and getting an adult diagnosis to find out whether or not you're on the autism spectrum is, do you literally interpret things? Somebody says, the old saying is, pull your socks up, and they look down and they try to pull their socks up. They take it literally, quite literal. The glass is half empty, that sort of thing. They will actually look for a glass rather than take it into what it means. Now, do understand that all of these points, because it's a spectrum, every single one of them, there will be varying levels at which this may or may not apply. You don't have to have all 10 of these in order to have autism spectrum disorder, and you don't necessarily need to do one thing and not the other. You know, it's a mix and match, which is why it's so hard to not get a clear understanding without a formal diagnosis. The ninth main reason is obsessive thinking. This is a bit different to the special interests. This comes into play where you can't stop thinking about certain things or can't stop dredging up things, even though other people seem to move on past things. You find yourself stuck into it. And again, the mind can really hone in on particular elements. It doesn't, with obsessive thinking, it could be to distract the mind, or the mind just goes into that single black and white channel and that's it. It goes just straight into that. So if you've ever been queried, hey, why are you always going back to that? Why are you always obsessing over that sort of thing? Then that's typically what we call obsessive thinking. Now, the tenth one, some people could argue, but at some stage, anybody who's on the autism spectrum is going to come into experience with this, and it's self-esteem and depression. Now, I'm not just saying that everybody who's on the autism spectrum has self-esteem issues and depression issues, but having said that, if you consider the above nine areas, it's going to lead to issues with self-esteem. If you can't express how you're feeling, if everything you say is misinterpreted by others, if you can't connect at a meaningful level with people, then you're going to apply to self, and it's going to affect your self-esteem, especially as you grow up. You see this in kids, teenagers who are also on the spectrum as well. Self-esteem and depression are huge for them because they're going through school. They're in this environment where they have to socialize. And it's very much a fight every day for a lot of them. And of course, if your self-esteem gets low enough, that's when depression kicks in. And you're just feeling, completely trapped a lot of the time. So if you have any of these 10 things, I could say a number 11 is have trouble understanding sarcasm. And number 12 would be humor. However, that said, sarcasm and humor, the reason I didn't add them to this list is because I found that of all the qualities, those are the two that are often misreported a lot by the organizations. However, I know quite a lot of people who know how to be more sarcastic than anyone I've ever met, or they know how to use humor and completely just, pull it out of left side. So there are many things you can do to improve your situation. So if you're finding yourself like you're feeling stuck, like you're feeling you can't go anywhere, and these particular issues are common themes in your life, then it's probably worth, looking into getting a formal diagnosis. And it's not so that you've got a label. It's never about the label. It's about understanding a framework. See, if you are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, then what that means is you're on a spectrum. And guess what? Everyone's on a spectrum. The thing is, though, it's not about saying, I've got this label. It's about understanding more about yourself so you can improve your situation. And that's what it comes down to. So many ignorant people don't get that. And I say ignorant people, I'm not talking about people who are on the spectrum. I'm talking about, quite often, it's neurotypical people who are just too pig-headed to understand that a lot of people need to understand how to help themselves, because it can be quite debilitating when you try to do things and it just doesn't go anywhere, and it doesn't go anywhere fast. So if you've got any questions, simply visit our Facebook page. And this our Facebook page is rather new, but you can certainly chime in there and we'll answer your questions. It's facebook.com/Asperger's Central, or you can visit our website, aspergerscentral.com. Now, I'd like to thank you for watching, and I want you to make sure that you share this video with your family and friends and anyone else that you might think could possibly be either on the spectrum or relate to somebody who's on the spectrum. Quite often it's children who get diagnosed and the adults get missed. But there are partners and friends of partners who can certainly see these traits in action. And I want you to share this video with them and hopefully help enlighten their world as well. So this is Andrew from Asperger Central. Thanks a lot and have a great day.